Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, that's interesting.
Let's get physical, physical.
They got writing credit on that song.
Physical.
How funny. That's an Olivia Newton-John song from back in the day. It's Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. How you doing? I hope you're having a great day. Hey, ladies. You know, there is something about a bra that fits you perfectly. Like, women out there, we wear bras. There's, like, the ones that you're like, all right, well, my favorite one is in the laundry, so I guess I'll wear this one. But when you've got that bra that you're like, this is the one, it's perfect, I can count on it. It's mystical, it's magical. Mystical, magical. And that's where Third Love comes in. Third Love has great bras. I just recently got another bra from them and I'm like, oh my God, I love it so much. It's so comfortable. But they've got these temp sync bras and undies, like cooling technology, like help you regulate your temperature.
It's legit. I have a cooling technology pillow.
Oh yeah?
And I love it.
Oh.
So there are a lot of companies who are getting in on this where they go, you know what the problem is? The heat and the sweat.
Mm.
Good job, Third Love.
Third Love's Temp Sync Bras and Undies with patented technology to regulate your body temperature. And you can get $20 off right now at thirdlove.com or visit Third Love stores in Walnut Creek and San Francisco. Just go visit. Get yourself professionally measured. They're just great. I love Third Love. Love, love, love. I thought this was an interesting topic, and then I thought, well, they're definitely missing a couple things here. Collider.com. It's just some website.
Okay.
Put together the best TV performances of the 21st century. And actually, I'm going to start at the bottom here. But maybe you want to suggest a few that you think of right off the bat.
James Gandolfini.
You know what? I also thought of The Sopranos, not on the list.
Wow.
I thought him and Carmella. I thought those were just like incredibly well played. And then I was also thinking, we just were talking about this, Matthew McConaughey's, let me see.
True Detective.
Yes. Rust Cole was his name. And Marty Hardy was Woody Harrelson's character's name. And they're not on the list. Like, oh my God.
Well, are they talking about network TV?
No. Well, no, because,
how about Steve Carell from The Office?
Steve is on here. Steve Carell was as Michael Scott in The Office, is number four on this list.
How many of that you're looking at?
No, some of these are HBO, for sure.
Can you pinpoint as just appearances as opposed to main characters?
No, these are main
cast
characters.
Okay.
These are all like an epic portrayal. You know, I'll start at the bottom here. At number 25, they've got Ruth Langmore, Julia Garner.
She was great.
She was great in that. Just amazing. And to me, even though there were a lot of great characters on that show, there really were. One incredible portrayals. Laura Linney and what's the dude's name?
Jason Bateman.
That guy. They're great. But she was like weirdly standout in a way that she was kind of the only one I cared about.
Yep.
She ended up, as you're watching this, you realize that whole family revolves around her. Her family.
She is the person who's holding all of them together.
Right. And then she ends up involved in his life, Jason Bateman's character, in a way that she's important to that storyline. Like, yeah, she's great. And and then you realize, oh, she's not a Ozark Southern girl at all. She's acting.
Yeah. Yep.
And pulling it.
Really pulling it.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, at number 24 here, this was from American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson. Who was the standout in that? Because I know you watched that.
Yeah, you know who I think of is the Ross.
You know why we think of him? Because it's Ross. They're saying here, Courtney B. Vance, who played Johnny Cochran.
I love that guy. He's been in a bunch of Law and Order, and so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, so they've got him on the list. Now, not everybody's seen Hacks. I want to say it's an HBO show.
Yep.
I love this show. And they've got Jean Smart, who many people probably know from like Designing Women. I think she was also in Legion. Deborah Vance is who she portrayed. And it was sort of like a Joan Rivers-esque character, you know, of a woman in a man's business. And I don't even think it's done yet. I think season three is all the way out. But I didn't go back. Maybe it's season four.
I've never seen it.
Doesn't matter. You know what? You'd love it. It's all about like behind the scenes of this comedian's life and the person who gets brought on to write for her. And there, and she's like a young woman, maybe 30. And here's this lady who's at the toward the end of her career, and like she's 70. And then how they relate. It's great. I love it. They've got Christina Yang, that's played by Sandra Oh in Grey's Anatomy. Okay. Ted Lasso is on this list.
Should be.
And I agree, because it's not even about that he was such a great actor in it. It was that it was just, to me, in a lot of ways, that was like the show I needed when they put it out. Like the heart in that show, it was like this bright spot during the pandemic. Like it was just everything I needed. And I liked him so much and I felt for him.
It's top of mind for me because I just finished it last night. But in the new Mission Impossible that's now rentable, or actually I think it's just purchasable on your TV, two characters from shows you've already mentioned are in Mission Impossible. The lawyer from Ozark, the female lawyer, and she's great in that show. Like you really get that.
Yes.
Gangster. Right. She works for a gangster, but
she's cold and heartless, yeah. But
she's in Mission Impossible. And then I can't think of her character's name. The blonde lady, the tall lady,
a muscular lady.
Yes. She does that scene where she's in the mirror. And she's the singer in the show too.
Right. She's the Rebecca. Her name is Rebecca something in the show, but her actual name is Hannah Waddington.
She is also in Mission Impossible.
Oh, she's great.
And so, you know, these are two women that stand out from these shows you've already mentioned, but I in the movie, I went, oh, there's the lady.
Well, in some of these shows, I'm like, it's hard to sort of pinpoint who is the person. Like, why does that show work? What is the...
Right.
It's almost like you'd have to go that ensemble from that show.
Is there anyone from Succession, like Kieran Culkin?
No. Let me just quickly scan down the list because there really isn't.
Huh.
But they, you know, they picked 25. They didn't put in Kiefer Sutherland from 24, which some people said should have been there.
I like that show. When it started, it got off into the weeds.
They also, people were lamenting that while Bryan Cranston as Walter White from Breaking Bad, he was number one. They said he's the best TV performance of the 21st century. But they didn't have like Bob Odenkirk in there, which I guess they were just selecting one person from each thing.
So, okay, where are we now? That was number one?
That was number one.
All right.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, they've got her as number two for Veep. Which a lot of people
love
Veep. I know. I feel like it's one of those ones I have to go back and watch. John Hamm as Don Draper for Mad Men.
Mad Men was a really great show. That character is extremely complicated, and mostly you don't like him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then he has this relationship with, is it Elizabeth Moss? Is that her name in real life?
Peggy?
Peggy, yeah. But Elizabeth Moss, you know, she's a great actress. She's gone on to do many things, but she's in that. And Don Draper and her have a very interesting, it's a storyline you want to follow.
Elizabeth Moss is in here at number 14 as June from The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay.
And she is great in that. I have fallen off that show.
It bummed me out so much all the time. I just was like, I don't need bummed
porn.
Out.
So
yeah, I'm not into that show at all.
Carrie Coon is on this list. Oh, Steve Carell is number four from The Office. Michael Scott. Carrie Coon, who is one of those actresses that looks completely different every role I see her in. She is the main character, Bertha, in The show, The Gilded Age.
Which is awesome.
She was Nora Durst on The Leftovers. I didn't wind up watching The Leftovers. I fell off that show. That was like an HBO show, right? With Justin Tebow. What's his name? Thoreau. Justin Thoreau. It was
I'm not following this lady at all. What's her name again?
Carrie Coon. C-A-R-R-I-E Coon. She was also in season 3 of The White Lotus.
Yes.
She's the drunk girlfriend. You didn't watch The White Lotus, did you?
But not she's great. All. She's a great actress.
She really is. She's like really convincing.
She's so good in Gilded Age.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Have you caught up with that, the new season?
No, I haven't. We're watching Wednesday first because I want to watch the new season.
Carrie Coon, she's got Gilded Age, The Leftovers, White Lotus, Gone Girl. She's in the Avengers Infinity War.
Huh. Yeah, she's one of those. She's like been around, but she looks really like, I didn't even recognize her at first on The White Lotus because she wasn't all done up as Bertha.
Blonde lady, kind of sharp features.
I think she's a very attractive lady.
From The Wire, Omar Little.
Yes.
That character, Michael K. Williams.
The Wire is so good, you guys.
And he's so good in that role. Like, he steals every scene he's in. He is.
Which one is he?
Omar.
What?
Michael K. Williams. Isn't Michael K. Williams also in Black Panther?
Am I thinking of the same guy?
Plays like the dad or something.
I don't know, but this guy is great in The Wire. But you know who else is in The Wire? Idris Elba.
Yeah.
That's the first place I saw him, and he's great in The Wire as well.
At 7, we're doing a list. Collider.com put together a list of the 25 best performances of the 21st century. They've got Catherine O'Hara as Moira Rose in Schmidt's Creek. I don't want to say it like it's written. Jessica Walter as Lucille Bluth in Arrested Development.
Yes.
That is a character right there.
That whole show is just, it's like heartbreaking that their momentum was stopped for whatever reason and they never recaptured it. They were cranking out great shows and then.
I watched all the Netflix ones and I still liked it. It wasn't as good, but I just wanted to keep following that family.
Yeah, they were on, I don't know if it's because Fox canceled it or what happened, but they were on such a roll and then it stopped. And then they never recaptured that,
They did 5 seasons, got canceled, but then like 10 years went by.
Yeah.
And then they did all those.
Yeah.
And the momentum was long gone.
Yeah. Just a couple of the other notable ones on here. The lady on Fleabag who played Fleabag, Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Oh, she's great. She does. There's a show called Drifters. It's a comedy show she did. Excellent. Like one of the funniest shows ever.
What number is she?
She's number 10.
Oh.
Viola Davis was number 9. She played Annalise Keating on How to Get Away with Murder. People say that's a great performance. Deadwood.
Oh, yeah.
Ian McShane.
He's
the owner of the tavern. Swearingen, I think his name is. He is great on that. He's another one of those guys. He's been in a ton of stuff. You'd recognize his face. Peter Dinklage as Tyrion Lannister in Game of Thrones.
Really?
Yeah. He was great. Good performance. Killing Eve, Jodie Comer as Villanelle.
Yes.
I don't know Killing Eve.
Oh my goodness.
Really? I would love that.
So good with Sandra Oh. It's excellent. And Comer is just the best. I love her.
All right. Well, if you want to look at the whole list all I could think about as I read it was like, there's ones I couldn't believe weren't on there. So, and again, I went back to my first thought was The Sopranos. Where are The Sopranos? But it's possible that since that show started in the 90s, they didn't include it. Mm. That's the only reason I can think.
I don't know, but like, I didn't think Fleabag was the worst thing I ever saw, but at 10,
I know.
The best, like 10th best, no.
Right.
That's a no.
How can you have that and not have True Detective on there?
Or The Sopranos.
Right. All right, so there's that. Is it wrong when you put your 12-year-old in a bustier?
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah.
The internet agrees with you.
I have one of those. Any minute she goes 12. There's no bustier for you, kid.
So I'm looking at a picture of Kim Kardashian and her 12-year-old daughter, North, who is clearly in really high heels because they're supposedly they're both 5 foot two right now. At age 12, she's as tall as her mom. She's got 4 inches on her in this picture. Want to come look and tell me what you think about this
really
bustier? Now, this is it's a dark colored corset. Clearly pushing her 12-year-old boobs up. She's got very long hair extensions hanging on either side. It's not nearly as bad as you think it's going to be, but the internet's mad about it.
You know, one of the things that there's a difference here.
What is it?
Her mom is set for life, and generations that follow her mom will be set for life. So she never has to be a normal human being out in the world, ever.
She doesn't.
This young lady. I am raising a lady who is not set for life, and she will have to go to work and have to do things and learn right from wrong, all the stuff.
Yep.
That this young lady, this Kim Kardashian's daughter, doesn't have to deal with. In fact,
all of her kids.
She's already in the family business, it looks like, by advertising the mom's, what, fashion line?
I don't know who made that corset, but it would stand a reason. The hair is actually excellent.
Aren't corsets part of their thing?
Oh, I have no idea.
It's not part of Skims?
Well, mostly they're just material like that squeezes you in. There's no boning in it. I don't know, Vin. I've never tried to buy a corset off of Skims. I just bought the underside part. It's like the size. It's like about big enough for your Barbie doll.
I thought it was a thing all the Kardashians were doing.
Oh, they do all wear those corsets. They wear waist trainers all the time.
Yeah, I'm looking at, I just pulled it up, photos, and look at Kim. She is a big fan of the pulled-in waist trainer. With the giant back end.
The giant butt and the giant top.
And the Kardashians do sell bustiers and corsets, Skims and Khloe Kardashian's Good American.
Oh, well, good for them.
Yeah, so that's the family business right there. So it's very different
there she is than modeling it.
What I would allow my daughter to go to school in or even a school dance in.
Well, and they're at some kind of formal dinner here. They are definitely like there's bottles of champagne and silver buckets.
It's great for a 12-year-old.
Yeah, sure. I mean, why not? She's on her dad's albums. I mean, she's already... Sure, she's got her own bank account.
She
wears these glasses that they almost look like she just wears them as an accessory, the way that she's looking through them. She's kind of smashing looking.
I don't remember what age young ladies started trying to rebel against what their parents would allow them to wear. And I remember Yuzette even talking about how she would get dressed, leave the house, and then change again down the street.
In the bus or whatever.
Into the
right.
thing that she wanted to actually wear to school. But it's probably later than 12, right? Did you do that?
Were there ever any things that... clothing or anything. You know what I used to do is put makeup on the bus on the way to school.
And how old were you then?
I guess I might have been 12.
My daughter's totally into makeup.
Yeah.
So we are already struggling against that now.
Oh, I just got to look at the shoes that Northwest has on.
Platforms?
Yeah. So because I was like, how is this 12-year-old 4 inches taller than her mom right now? Come over here and look at this picture. She's wearing, they're like, you know, sort of combat boot looking.
Yeah.
But you know what they look it's like walking on on top of a dictionary.
They look like something Wednesday would wear.
They do. Actually, I'm really enjoying watching the old episode, the first season of it. I've all the things that I remember and don't remember. It's really good. And the fashion is just a huge part of that show. Like everything everybody's wearing. So cute.
Oh, this season, the second season, the mom, I can't think of her name.
Morticia?
Yeah, she's
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yes, that's who I was trying to think of. She's got a much bigger role in this second season.
Oh, that's good, because I actually felt like her. I've already seen more of her than I even remember having seen, and really like her as that.
Both parents are
Gomez
featured more heavily in the whole family. The brother's Pugsley, in there too. Yeah.
Lil Nas X. Last week we talked a little bit about him getting picked up on the street, like on Ventura Boulevard at 6 a.m, where he resisted arrest and got dragged off to jail. He spent the weekend in jail at the Valley Jail.
So weird.
In the Valley. His defense attorney said that they expected him to be released so late yesterday, but they were holding him on $75,000 bail, which seems really high for a dude who was, you know, not brandishing a handgun.
Well, they're saying he assaulted police officers.
He resisted arrest.
Naked.
He was not dressed.
At 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In fact, I don't think they took him right to jail. I think they took him to the hospital.
Yeah.
To see if he was okay to bring to jail first.
He was overdosed or not. Yeah, they thought he was overdosed.
They say he's been charged with battery and resisting a law enforcement officer. The former battery carries a sentence of up to a year in prison and a fine. Still, $75,000 seems like an awful lot of money for bail on this. But, okay. After his arrest, he was taken to the hospital for a suspected overdose and was discharged and taken to jail. He's never been in trouble for a split second in his existence. We're not going to let one little event change the trajectory of his amazing life, said his person.
I didn't realize how young he was. He is only, did you say?
I didn't.
He's only 26 now. Yeah. And so he broke through in his, what, at 20, 21? When was that song the biggest hit in the country?
I feel like it was 2019 because I think it was pre-pandemic. And it was forever. Like maybe it was a song of the summer in 2019. Maybe 2018, but I...
It was 2018.
Oh, 2018. So he was like 19?
Yeah, he broke through very young. And then trying to match that success, obviously, very difficult.
Right.
You know, Taylor Swift is all, no, it's not.
Yeah. He was picked up...
It's
6 a.m. strutting down a near empty Ventura Boulevard wearing nothing but underwear and a pair of white cowboy boots. That's a look.
Well, actually, I didn't realize he had underwear on. That's not nude.
That's actually better.
That isn't nude.
Right. It's scantily clad. And let me see if I can squeeze one more thing in here. I want to talk about Britney just really quickly. There were some nude photos of her on her Instagram. She's basically standing with her back to the camera, her hair going long down her neck and her arms are up. She looks great. And she put a little rose on her butt crack so that you can't see it.
She put it there?
She did it on Instagram.
Oh.
Do you want to take a look?
Well, of course.
Oh, well, I don't know why I questioned it. Oh, there it is right there. So on the right hand side.
I see it.
Yeah. So she.
But you can't see anything. So.
No, you can't really see anything.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
It's a blur.
So that was sort of like floating around the other day, which was fine. Okay, whatever. Nothing but knee high black boots on. But then I was looking at this thing. She was talking about her marriage to Sam Asghari. She said it felt like a fake distraction after she was cut off from her sons. Which I thought was actually just like kind of a mean thing to say.
Well, she's, you know.
I know, but I feel like she's like, I sort of entertained myself with him. We're just people.
There are a lot of things that you can say after the fact that you wouldn't have said in the moment, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there are people that. It's easy for me to say, I didn't love that girl, but yeah, I thought I did at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's not really fair to have the after opinion be so low.
I know. Sort of a bummer for him. Although he did fine on the Traitors.
You said he barely had, he's a dunce.
Well, but at least he seemed like a human who, he was a dunce, by the way. But he at least seemed like a human operational in the world. But he was, you know, pointing out.
I liked him on it. I thought he
did
was.
You?
Yeah, I thought he was fine. I mean, you know, the dunce was the guy from Vanderpump Rules. That guy was an idiot.
Oh,
what's his name? Troy?
Tom.
Tom. Yeah, Tom.
In a video that Britney Spears shared last week on the 18th, she's dancing in front of the camera in this large cluttered room inside her home. Dogs could be seen running behind her, and a substance that looked like dog poop could also be seen on the floor. So that's a little peek into her world.
Well, it does look like chaos there. Like, you can, some of those videos in the background, you can see she's just has discarded clothes on the floor. Like, I changed right here and then left it. And
just like the dog does.
And didn't even think to clear it in the background.
I don't even see it.
The videos that I'm making and posting.
Who would be looking at anything besides me dancing my dances, singing my singing? All right, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, what? Oh, man. Labor Day is coming up and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily and links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier. With personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications, sign up today, and your first month is $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. That's jumpstartmd.com. Exactly. Here's what's happening. Overcast in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast live from Studio 9, but we should see sunshine later today, and mostly sunny expected all over the Bay Area today with a high of 85. That's the hot spot. Everywhere else, slightly cooler than that.
It'll be very pleasant. If it's anything like yesterday. Lovely.
Yeah. Yes. I wanted to mention this real quick before I got to all of our stories. We had a stunt done here in the Bay Area over the weekend, and I didn't have all the info on it until today.
This is the Bay Bridge.
The Bay Bridge Sky Surfer. So when I, the first story I got on it didn't say exactly when they did. So now I have that.
Okay.
This was Sunday morning, a skydiver with a custom made board. It looks like a snowboard.
Right.
Let's see here. Jumped from a helicopter hovering 5,500 feet above the bridge's western span. Then, maneuvering with a parachute, he landed atop the suspension cables and rode it for several seconds. That I mentioned to you yesterday when I told you the story, which was, it's like a, when a skateboarder jumps up on the handrails of a stairwell.
And takes that down instead of the stairs. Right.
So he did that, you know, rode down the...
On like the cables that are up above the bundle of, the big bundle of... This is on the western span of the bridge as well.
The old span, not the new span. Right. So once he hit the bridge, you could hear the scraping sound and then clack, clack, clack as he hit the turnbuckles on his way down. And they say, and then he came off the bridge, continued to a little barge they had set up.
Like a target.
They'd closed the bridge for this.
Oh.
So this was
specifically for
this. So one of the things I mentioned to you, and I'm all about doing kooky stuff, or was when I was a kid anyway. But this was one of those things where I thought, you can't have that happen. I would be watching that, not the road, if you had, you know, you're driving across the bridge.
Right.
They closed the bridge for this stunt. So these guys did whatever kind of permission that you is needed and whatever kind of...
Well, Red Bull's got some deep pockets.
They do. They so this was one of those things.
Clearly do well with the extreme sports.
This is, so it was totally sanctioned. It was not guerrilla, and it was absolutely done with permission from the city.
Really cool. Like,
it is cool.
Pulls it off on the first time. Just like, I mean, you have to imagine they just really theorized that they could.
Yeah. Well, and this guy's probably,
sure.
In fact,
and has mad skills.
The first story I read was that this guy's had thousands upon thousands of jumps. So he knows how to do this, but it was a world first sky surfing feat on the Bay Bridge Sunday morning, and the footage is pretty cool.
Incredible. It
is
actually really neat.
So there's that. Labor Day, right around the corner.
This Monday.
An annual study for Labor Day has found that the hardest working states in America are both Dakotas and Alaska.
Oh.
The least hardworking state is Michigan. Michigan, you slackers.
Really? How do they even measure that?
I don't know, but I think that...
Is it just unemployment rates? Well, they're not working that hard there on unemployment.
Maybe
people.
That's how. Michigan ranked the... This is weird.
Okay,
so let me just tell this to you. The average... Let's see. Let me go back. Believe it or not, Monday is Labor Day, and in general, Americans put in more hours at work than people in most other countries. The average in the U.S. was 1,805 hours last year.
Mm.
That's more than people in Canada, Australia, Japan, or the U.K., but less than people in Colombia or Korea.
Oh.
Which state is hardest working? Not Michigan. The annual study ranked all 50 states based on things like employment rates, hours worked, average commute, and how much free time people have in general. And the 10 hardest working states are North Dakota, Alaska, South Dakota, Texas, Hawaii.
Oh. I would really think people go there to not work.
Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. Do you mean worst Virginia?
I mean bad Virginia, New Hampshire, Wyoming, Maryland, and Nebraska.
Hmm.
Michigan ranked last, followed by West Virginia.
Oh, you're the least hard working.
Well, there's a lot of people that are just kind of sitting around.
Slackers in West Virginia, huh?
Hey, we take it easy, man. Take it easy. That's what we do in West Virginia.
Is that right?
Laid back, take it easy. That is it's the other state motto.
What's the first state motto? Don't spit your chaw there.
Veni Libra, which is Mountaineers are always free.
Septemi Abadio Mabigidum.
I'm saying it wrong in Latin, but it's Mountaineers are always free.
But what does that mean?
It means we're always
free. They're free. They don't have to work. They just live in the mountains.
Yeah. We're free to like take it easy. Free to say, hey, you know, maybe I won't work and I'll live off the government for a little while.
Oh, not live off the land?
No.
Okay.
Michigan and West Virginia.
We're best always the
slackers. All right. There you go.
Oh, well.
I always want to get to those West Virginia stories for you. Well, you almost won.
Yeah.
Michigan beat you. You were almost the number one laziest state.
I'm sure there are some people working hard in West Virginia.
Missed it by that much, buddy. Yeah. Does peeing on an anthill kill them or attract even more?
I would say it probably attracts even more. I don't know. They're into all kinds of gross stuff.
That's such a transition.
Well, I love it. You know, just moving on.
It's a good question. I mean, it's definitely.
I think about it all the time. There's not a day that goes by since I don't think about that.
I have had two of the weirdest ant experiences this summer that I've never had before in my life.
Tell me.
Both times. They happened on Sunday when I was left alone as the missus went running and I had the kids. And there's this ant trail coming from like where the fireplace is.
Yeah.
Up out of the floor.
Yeah.
Across the floor into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Up the... So I come downstairs after the missus has already left to go running and look and I'm like,
Did they go up onto the counter?
They were streaming in for food. But it was one of those things where we had never had ants. I don't know why they came in through the floorboards. Like, it's just one of those things where the advance ant run
scout
back and get everybody else and go, there's some breadcrumbs on this counter in here. Follow me.
Let's go.
So I had to kill them all.
Yeah.
Got rid of them. I'm clear. Last weekend, the missus leaves for a run, doesn't see any ants. I come downstairs, I start making some food. I don't see any ants. I leave for a few minutes, and since that time, ants have streamed in through the floorboards. This is another one of those like, what? Where are they? And they're streaming up the countertop. So I had to spray them again and then clean everything because you've just used poison on a countertop. Yeah. They are weird. Ants.
Yeah. John so when we find an ant trail, John's constantly battling the ants.
Oh, he is. I never do one thing for ants and we've never had them.
All the way around the outside. We have them all the time. Like, I'll try to transplant something. I pull it up and like the ants come teeming out, all carrying their their eggs to relocate.
Not inside. Okay.
But inside, they'll come in. They, you know, they get under your house and then they go up, or they come up in through the roof, whatever. And like you said, you'll see a couple. You'll be like, oh, the scouts are out. John takes this kind of gooey ant poison and he puts it on this hard cardstock that he got, like an index card size. And he just doesn't even, because he used to like spray them and wipe them up and, you know, and then more would come. Instead, he puts this stuff out. He puts the poison in the middle of it and he lays it flat in the middle of the ant trail. And then they go to that. They surround it. And 2 hours later, they are gone and they don't come back. At least not that particular nest. It'll be somewhere else in the house. But it's unbelievable.
Well, it's clear I've got to start. I've never taken action at all whatsoever with the ants.
Yeah, he follows the trail back and figures out where it is, and he just douses that area to try to kill off anything that's still happening underneath.
I'm
going
to have to start doing that. Well, anyway, does peeing on an anthill kill...
will do it for you.
Yeah, they will. Does peeing on an anthill kill them or attract even more?
I say it attracts them.
They say here...
That's Ants March.
It's Ants Marching.
Oh.
I had to.
Well done.
There's a bunch of ants, they're coming in the house.
Unfortunately, at first, they're drawn to our urine.
Oh.
Because it's loaded with a compound called urea.
Oh, they like that.
They say they like that even more than sugar water.
Oh.
Which is one of their favorites. Later, they hate it because after it ferments long enough, it becomes ammonia and ants hate that.
Oh.
Wow.
So you should do that.
I guess.
If you find their nest, pee in it.
Or
I'll have to call John to do it. I have a hard time.
Store your number one in a mason jar for a while, at least a month. But then you've got your number one stored somewhere in the house.
How about I just go get some ammonia? How does that sound?
You know what I do?
What?
I call ATCO.
Yeah. ATCO Pest Control.
Just let them do it.
10% off if you mentioned Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah.
That's a good deal, by the way.
It is. ATCOPestControl.com. I don't know if you know this, but flying termites are swarming right now.
I did know that. Thank you, though, for re-mentioning it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good DJ.
Well, advertising. It works.
It does work. You're right. Okay, my next story is, I want to get to this one real quick.
All right.
Not that one.
Oh, fudge. So delicious.
You like fudge?
Yes, I do like fudge. Do you not like fudge?
I don't like fudge.
What about hot fudge?
I'll have hot fudge, like a hot fudge sundae, but I can't have that anymore, so I try not to think that it even exists.
Mm. I'll take hot caramel over hot fudge any day.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Hot caramel?
Yeah. I'll take a caramel sundae over a hot fudge sundae. Although, yeah, maybe I'll have a little of both.
These are weird flexes. This is from one of those BuzzFeed stories.
Oh, I love BuzzFeed.
These are weird flexes that you hear them and you think, what are you, stupid?
God, if I had a penny for every time I thought that.
A coworker boasted about not using her paid time off. The days don't roll over or pay out, so I thought, so you're working for free. But that's a flex. You're bragging about that.
I never take any time off.
A coworker boasted about not using their paid time off.
It's like actually saying, I'm a loser. I don't have anything else to do. Isn't that what it is?
A manager prided herself on being so crazy busy all the time. She proudly told me she hasn't listened to music in 15 years because there's no... Ain't nobody got time for that. What?
Wow. I mean, I kind of always have music on. You don't have music on necessarily?
No, I don't always, but that is a weird flex, though.
Well,
but I mean,
companies will gladly grind you up to smithereens. So if that's what you're after, they'll happily.
It's just a weird thing to think that you're not, I don't know. If you're cleaning the kitchen, of course you have music. Like, you're going to dance. You got to set up the stuff that you're doing. You want to sing along.
I don't know, but I worked for a company where we would flex about, like, I got an email at 11 o'clock on Saturday night, and I got back to him within 15 minutes. Like, that was a flex.
I literally never sleep. It's all I care about is this job. What about you, huh? Hmm? What about you? Do you care as much as I do? Hmm?
A patient at a doctor's office bragged about never drinking water. She told me if God wanted me to drink water, she would have made it taste. He would have made it taste better. That is a weird thing. Remember, I know that Christina was like, I don't drink water. And I thought, you're an Iron Man.
That's outrageous.
Now, she's since worked water into her diet, but she didn't like it.
I'd actually rather have water than most stuff.
Yeah.
Like, John, we used to do sody time all the time.
Oh, you don't do that anymore.
Well, he does it still. And I'll just go, I'll just take my water out with me. Like, I just don't want a soda.
So you've ruined, you made sody time not fun.
No, he still has his sody. And if I make it for him, you know, I slice him up some limes because he likes that.
In what?
In his Diet Coke.
Lime in a Diet Coke.
Yeah, he loves it. So I make it the way he likes it. Then I put my glass of water next to it and walk out there. I just don't want it. He likes it. You know what it is? I know it's because it's got caffeine in it.
Well, I understand that. And if you don't have to go to bed at a certain time.
Right. He needs an afternoon pick me up.
Someone was proud of themselves for once chugging a whole jar of pickle juice, which they say destroyed the lining of their stomach. I don't know if that does that.
I don't buy that.
I've drank it to get rid of a hangover.
Yeah, people drink it.
Well, and certainly there's plenty of bragging about how much you've consumed in, you know, on any given night. And that's certainly nothing to be proud of.
No.
I destroyed myself, literally.
Yes. I'm so proud.
Great job. Mm. And then
seems
I was
like you really got a handle on
for
it.
3 days after. Okay.
Yeah, we've all done that. We actually don't brag about that.
We went to the hospital 4 or 5 times.
This is the thing that it drives me crazy when Bob says, I can't read, because she can read.
Of course she can read.
But
so silly.
This is another one of those brags that make you. Some guy said he never reads and he thought it made him look cool. There's nothing cool about that. You should try reading. It's actually a wonderful way to entertain yourself.
Learn things about the world.
Uh-huh. Expand your vocabulary.
Right.
Anyway.
You know, have you ever noticed I read on my Kindle all the time? And when I want to define a word, I touch the word. And it's great because you
love
can get
that.
Off. I know. It's so,
so
great.
So you still have it's a Kindle.
No, it's the Kindle app on my phone.
Oh, okay.
So I do it on my phone. But now when I read a physical book, I touch words and they don't define them.
Yep.
And I'm like, what?
I've definitely done that too.
That's inconvenient. I guess I got to go get my dictionary. And for a long time, I was like, well, I got to read the physical book because I need to be able to flip back pages and stuff. But now there's like an X-ray thing. And I don't think it's even new. I just only recently found it where you type in like a character's name and it will show you goes backwards and shows you all the times that it occurs. So then you can flip back to that page and read the thing that you were trying to remember.
I think that people don't do that enough. Check on the word they're reading to have a deeper understanding of what they're reading.
I just love to read a new word. Like, what's that?
My daughter has, as I've been, you know, you teach them to read and you're, do you know that word? No. Well, were you going to ask me?
Can you make a guess based on the context?
I mean, we should probably figure that out so you'll understand the story you're reading.
Get her a little dictionary for Christmas. She'll probably love it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't read the dictionary once in a while? Open that thing up and look at that word. That's neat.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Miley has a new song for Daddy with special guests. And just when you thought there couldn't be more Taylor. Surprise, said no one.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.